Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to win,
you need four things:
a strategy,
a plan,
information,
and Sports Grid.
Actually, come to think of it,
you really only need Sports Grid.
We're already giving you that other stuff.
We just call it
the winning edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Pro football full circle.
Herbert fires open, making the grab. Mike Williams down the sideline. High steps his way in for the touchdown. What a game this is. That's 53 yards. Mike Williams, big play Mike, who hasn't had a touchdown in over a month.
Welcome to today's edition of Pro Football Full Circle, right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius Channel 159. Joe Lisi and George Kurtz kicking it around. Week number 12 is underway. A lot to get to today. George and I are going to get you prepared for this weekend's games. George, when you just look at this weekend in general, teams that are under the gun, a team like Seattle and Russell Wilson, disappointing performance last week at home against Arizona, it's a make it or break it week for them. They do play Washington this coming weekend, and for them, I mean, they're on the outside looking in for a wild card, but there are other teams that can really step up and make a statement this coming weekend, a team like Indianapolis and a team in particular like my Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, it's a big week. Let's get to the nitty-gritty right now. Now the wins and losses truly matter here, and who you're beating matters because we got tiebreakers galore here. Right, everyone seems to be 6-5, 5-6, 5-5. In both conferences here. It's going to be a wild finish to the let's see if it's the wild card here. I think the Seahawks are done. I do. I think there's going to be a lot of change in Seattle. I think Russell Wilson might get his way and get out of there. I think Pete Carroll, now that press conference on Sunday, I know it's immediately after the game, Joe, and emotions are running high. I wonder if he's done. He's just exasperated. And he knows that this is a long rebuild now. I wonder if the GM has to go, too. I mean, that Jamal Adams trade, you keep giving up all those number one picks. Tough to rebuild around that as well. I think the Seahawks are done here. I do. The Washington football team, 4-6. I mean, I guess technically you're not out of it, but you know, their schedule not all that great. You know, it's not like they're going to be able to run off wins here. Yeah, we expect they will get Logan Thomas back this week. Good for them. They need as many weapons as they can get. But, you know, you got to play Vegas, Dallas, Philadelphia, Dallas again, Philadelphia again. Yeah, I think Washington's going to, they're done as well.
Well, I think when you look at the slate overall, there's some really good quality games in the NFC. The red-hot Minnesota Vikings now with back-to-back wins over the Green Bay Packers and the L.A. Chargers now go on the road to San Francisco to face Jimmy Garoppolo and the San Francisco 49ers. They are three-point dogs on the road. And L.A., the L.A. Rams are on the road this week in Lambeau. That's a rematch of the playoff game last year. We saw Green Bay this past weekend. Aaron Rodgers stepped up with a dynamic performance, 380 yards plus, but they lost the ball game, right? Four touchdowns, couldn't get it done on the road. Can they bounce back in this spot against Matt Stafford and the L.A. Rams? Because that's another team that hasn't shown consistency, I want to say, over the last month of the season from week to week, now playing on the road. If they drop this game, you have to start saying, are the L.A. Rams a contender in the NFC West?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There are a lot of good games this week. This is one of the better weeks of the year as far as Sunday football with a lot. I'm looking at now, I only count three games that don't mean nothing. I mean, you're talking, you know, Philadelphia Giants are done. Falcons, Jaguars, they're done. And Jets, Texans. Everything else has some implications here. So I'm looking forward to this. And that Rams-Green Bay game is a huge game, as you're sort of alluding to here. Both teams have some question marks, right? Green Bay, defense played so well against Seattle, so well against KC. Okay, they caught KC when KC looked like they were broken. Seattle is broken. All right, and then Minnesota lit them up. I mean, Thielen and Jefferson did whatever they wanted to do there, and those cornerbacks couldn't hold up. Will this be Odell Beckham Day? I mean, can he do something here for the Rams? I think Cooper Kupp will eat. I don't think there's any doubt he'll eat. But whichever team loses this game is going to have some questions. If Green Bay loses, they're 8-4, right? Also, they lost a couple of games here. Maybe they're not the team we thought they were. If the Rams lose, or forget the other division, they'll be gone from the division, but they'll be now 7-4. Maybe they're not the team we thought they were either. And they moved all their chips to the middle with all these trades they keep making. Right? So, yeah, I think whichever team loses here will be sort of fun here because we'll be knocking them on Monday's show, going, what's going on here? Well, what's wrong? Why are they not winning? Because either Green Bay will have lost 2 in a row or the Rams will have lost 3 in a row.
Yeah, another team that could be looking for answers are the Pittsburgh Steelers. Lose last weekend in dominating fashion to L.A. They were blown out for basically 3 quarters. They came back. They had the lead with about 3 minutes left, and then they let it slide within the last 2 minutes of the ballgame to Justin Herbert and Mike Williams. They are 3.5-point dogs now on the road to face Broadway Joe Burrow and the crew. Can they get it done? And if they drop this game, George, you got to start saying, is Mike Tomlin and this team legit in the AFC? Is Big Ben the answer? We have to see, because I think that's the best game heading into the weekend for the AFC this coming weekend.
It's an interesting game. Right now, Cincinnati is actually in a playoff spot. If the season ended today, it wouldn't that be bad, Cincinnati would play Kansas City. So, they're in a playoff spot, but their schedule also, man, not easy for Cincinnati for them to get into the playoffs the rest of the season. They're playing Pittsburgh this week. Listen, I think Pittsburgh's the pretender as well, but we'll get to them in a second. They play Pittsburgh, then they got the Chargers. Then they got the Niners at Denver, Baltimore, Kansas City at Cleveland. Cincinnati's not getting in. They're just not. Schedule's too rough here. We'll talk more about Pittsburgh after the break. But the Bengals, I would like to see them get in. Feel bad for Cincinnati, but they're not making it.
Yeah, we're just getting started. When George and I come back, we'll dive right into that matchup in New England. Tennessee and the Patriots coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Pro Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, ripping through week number 12. We'll start in New England. New England has that train rolling. Bill Belichick and the crew first in the AFC East, George, coming off a dominating Thursday night performance over Matt Ryan and the crew. They stepped up, dominated Atlanta in that ballgame. This team is doing it from a defensive effort, right? Forcing teams to methodically work down the field, getting great quarterback play out of Mac Jones, playing well within the scheme, and that's what Bill Belichick wants right now. They opened on FanDuel as a 5.5-point favorite, minus 110 either way against the Tennessee Titans that about a week ago were the best team in the AFC on a 5-game win streak, knocked off Kansas City, Buffalo, Indianapolis, the LA Rams, Saints, you name it, they did it. And then all of a sudden they ran into the Houston Texans as a 10.5-point favorite, dropped that ball game outright by 9 points. They're looking for answers from an offensive perspective, haven't had the same consistency on the ground without Derrick Henry. But I got to be honest with you, catching 5.5 points in this type of atmosphere, I'm backing Mike Vrabel, Ryan Tannehill. Give me the 5.5 points outright over Bill Belichick and the crew.
I mean, I can't go with you there. I'm going to be on New England here. I don't know if they'll win the game. It's in New England, Tennessee. I think they're just too banged up. I mean, those wins you reeled off, by the way, at least 5 or 6 of those were impressive wins, right? Yeah, they beat Jacksonville, but then Buffalo, Kansas City, Indianapolis, Rams, New Orleans. I mean, those are impressive wins. And then you lose to the Texans. But how can they be that and lose to the Jets too early in the year? Man, this team's weird. I think they're too banged up at this point to where they're going to go into New England and win this game by more than 5. I'm not seeing it. I'm just not. Their run game is pedestrian, right? Foreman, Adrian Peterson. And their passing game is banged up. Jones not playing this game. I think A.J. Brown plays. The question is, how long does he last? Right? I mean, he gets hurt every game now. He's not playing the entire game here. So where are the points coming from? That's where I'm going. Where are the points coming from with Tennessee? Tannehill did not play well last week. I'm not saying it's all his fault they lost, but he did not play well. You know, so I have some doubts about Tennessee, which is weird because, what, 2 weeks ago, everybody thought, okay, they're the best team in the AFC. You know, every week this changes now who we think the best team in the AFC is here. So that's my question. New England is playing well. I would still like to see Belichick maybe unleash Mac Jones a little bit, but I guess I get why he's not doing it. All right, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So it's a 5.5 points for New England. I don't know. I don't trust Tennessee, but I'm going New England here. I think they win the game. If it was in Tennessee, I feel differently, but I'm going New England. I think they do cover barely, and I mean barely. I think they win by 6-7 points here. I just don't trust the Tennessee in their offense right now. Too banged up.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee. I think Tannehill can break out. I think that defense, that front seven, will put the pressure in terms of stuffing the run game, forcing the game back on Mac Jones, and then it's anybody's matchup. Who wins third down? Who can win the turnover battle? You have an opportunity to pull off the road win. Total is set at 44.5. Remember when Tom Brady was there, they got the pick six to really solidify that victory in terms of the playoff matchup. We'll see if Vrabel can knock off Belichick in this spot. It is a 1 o'clock kick. Turning our attention to the game of the day in the AFC, right? I said it was Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. Well, Houston is a 3-point favorite over Joe Flacco, Mike White, Zach Wilson, you name it. The New York Jets are 3-point dogs on the road to face the Houston Texans, -120 on FanDuel. You want to take a shot with Houston, they're -102. Total set at a flat 44. Juice slightly to the over at -112. We talked about it earlier in the week. Should Houston be favored over anybody? But if you're talking about one team in particular, it has to be the New York Jets. They went toe-to-toe with Miami for about three quarters. In the end, Tua did pull out the 7-point victory and the cover on the road in East Rutherford. Carter's banged up. This run game is a little banged up. That front seven, I don't know if they could shut down Houston or, more importantly, get quarterback pressures. I went back and forth in this game. I'm going to take Houston -3 in this matchup.
Well, I'm going to follow some advice here. I'm not betting bad teams or bad games anymore. And this is both. All right, this is a game where, living in the New York area, I am praying. I haven't checked this. I haven't checked the TV schedule yet, but I'm praying we have the doubleheader at the same time. I don't want to have to watch this game at all. That's where I'm going with here. I don't care if Zach Wilson's playing. I don't care who's playing. You mentioned Michael Carter is out. He's out at least this week, maybe next week as well. So that's going to hurt the Jets a little bit. Elijah Moore is coming on, so that's good to see here. But I don't want to see this game. I mean, if I was to bet it, I think I should take the points. But I hate the Jets. They look lost here. They just look lost in all sorts of ways. I thought starting Joe Flacco last week was completely idiotic. It may have given you the better chance to win, but what was the point? What was the point? It just served no purpose. So, like I said, silly in my mind. If Wilson wasn't ready, which apparently he wasn't, then go with Mike White. You know, see what you got there. Maybe he can, if he plays well, at the very least, maybe he can trade him during the offseason or something. Who the hell knows? So I think the Jets are just lost here. It was sort of fun listening to Robert Saleh and Rex Ryan go back and forth at each other. I don't know. Did you hear? Did you see the what Ryan and Saleh said to each other?
I knew there was back and forth in terms of Ryan was very critical in terms of the team's performance, and I did see that, but I didn't see specifically what Ryan said to him and what the back and forth was, to be honest with you. But Rex Ryan, it seems like he's always lobbying for a job, isn't it?
He's a blowhard. I mean, Ryan's a blowhard, but what was weird about it is that he was all hypercritical of Saleh, which I had no problem with, but he was also like, don't compare this guy to me. Who the hell's compared him to you? It wasn't like Saleh said he was like you. So why are you yelling at Saleh because someone else compared him to you? I mean, it was weird. But then you knew it was going to happen. When Ryan was on NFL Countdown, ESPN's NFL Countdown Sunday morning, you knew he would apologize. That's just the way it works. And then, I talked to him, and then he does a 180. Saleh's the greatest coach ever. You know, he's the right man for the job. He'll get it done. I was extremely impressed when I talked to him. Oh, my God, shut up. You know, it's just silly what was going on there. That being said, I thought Saleh deserves some criticism for what he did with Flacco. I don't want to beat up on the Jets, but they might get the number one pick again next year. I mean, really, it's probably them or Detroit at this point. This team is just lost, and I hope they get the number one pick and take another quarterback. Good luck. Let me know how that works out.
Let me just tell you this. In their victory over Tennessee, Houston had 190 total yards. Tyrod Taylor threw for 107 yards through the air. And they're 3-point favorites over the New York Jets. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I mean, something smells about this game. I'm sorry. I mean, because if you're New York, you cannot walk into Houston and allow them to beat you. I don't care if it's a first-year coach. I don't care if it's Zach Wilson. I do not care. This offense really is one-dimensional. They had no business beating Tennessee. I don't know what Tennessee was thinking last week. They just walked through the motions. But at the end of the day, for them to be 3-point favorites at home, when you only put up 190 total yards in that matchup, I mean, come on now. I mean, the Jets have to break out. I don't care. Run, hurry up. The whole game, step up. I will say this. The flat total of 44 leads me to the over in this, contrarian. So I'm going to take Houston, and I'm going to take the over in this matchup, George. I'm going to go completely opposite of what I thought going into this matchup, just because the line to me smells in this ballgame. How about this matchup? Because we'll turn our attention to both New York teams. The Giants got blown out against Tom Brady and the crew, did not cover that 11-point number, lose that ballgame by 20 points. On the flip side, you have Jalen Hurts and the red-hot Philadelphia Eagles looking like a playoff contender, and you called it. Jalen Hurts stepping up. I mean, making plays through the air, on the ground. They're 3.5-point favorites at minus 110 either way against the New York Giants in East Rutherford. 46.5 is the total. This is a game I think New York steps up. Give me the Giants and the under in this ballgame.
I'm going to be against you. Give me Philadelphia. Better team. They always play well in the Meadowlands anyway. So give me the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. They continue their playoff push.
All right. Well, we come back, we'll talk about Jalen Hurts. We'll talk about Daniel Jones next.
Sometimes winning just comes down to attitude. Well, that and listening to us 16 hours a day.
Just saying.
So keep it up. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Left off talking about Jalen Hurts and Daniel Jones, two quarterbacks headed in opposite directions, right? Jalen Hurts stepped up last week against New Orleans, one of the top rush defenses in all of the NFL, ripped them with three rushing touchdowns on the ground en route to the dominating home performance over the Saints and Trevor Siemian. They're trying to follow that up with back-to-back wins against NFC opponents here. New York Giants were 11-point dogs Monday night against touchdown Tom Brady. They were good for about a half in that ballgame, trailed by 7 at halftime before the wheels fell off Daniel Jones yet again. Interception City, George, this guy, unbelievable. He's like a deer in the headlights in big ball games. I'm not saying it was solely Daniel Jones's fault, but at the end of the day, you have to step up. You have to show progression. Didn't stretch that defense over the top, and that's going to be a matchup that you have to keep an eye out going up against an improved Philadelphia secondary in this ballgame.
I mean, I agree with you, first off. All right, I think everything you said about Daniel Jones is correct. It's not all his fault. The offensive line has all sorts of issues. There are a lot of turnstiles on that line there. And Jones is seeing the hits now coming before they come in. I think he's a little bit of happy feet there. The play calling leaves a lot to be desired there. I mean, how do you not get the ball into Tony's hands more? All right, the guy's a joystick out there, right? He just stops on a dime, goes this way, that way. You got to get the ball into his hands. He's got to be the guy. Your offensive linemen have more touchdowns this year than Kenny Golladay. I mean, it's just all sorts of weird stats off of the Giants here. They're likely going to have to move on from Jones or take a quarterback in next year's draft. They have two first-round picks. At the looks of things, they're going to be two very high first-round picks. They have their own pick, which is, looks like it's going to be top 10 at worst, and the Chicago Bears pick, which might be the same thing. So Giants have some questions to answer. They just do. I like Philadelphia a lot in this game. I know you're on the Giants. I want Philadelphia. I mean, they're on a heater. They're playing well. The last 10, 20 years, they've always played well in New York or New Jersey.
Right.
So they're not worried about that. And I don't know if the Giants turn this around. I think the Giants now realize, the season's over. And they got no chance. They're done. So I think that mentally hurts them here. My only question about this game is not so much do the Eagles win. It's do we get the over as well here? Our points. Can the Giants put up points? I think the Eagles will. But can the Giants put up points?
Yeah, that's the main concern, because you look at that total, 49.5 against Tampa Bay. It looked like it was going to sail through the total, right? And then the offense for the New York Giants just becomes conservative, becomes predictable. Every throw is a short 2 to 3 yard hit. And I understand the offensive line concern, but at the end of the day, you have to be aggressive. You mentioned that you have Galladay, you have John Ross, a burner. You also have Kadarius Toney, but you can't give him the ball in terms of just bubble screens. Let them utilize their speed over the top. Extend the defense. That can open up running lanes for Saquon Barkley. I will say, though, that the Giants have stepped up against some teams at home, right? They got the victory over Carolina as a 3-point dog. They got the victory over Las Vegas, I believe, as a 3-point dog. So they have stepped up in East Rutherford. This is another opportunity where, you know, you have to make a statement. It's a division opponent. Jalen Hurts is showing progression. He's not just doing it on the ground. He is hitting those playmakers. Can your defense make enough plays? That's the biggest question. I don't know if the over comes in, but I do feel that the Giants could be live at +148. I'm going to go Giants and the under 46.5. You're taking the total? Under or over in this matchup, -110 either way.
I think I'm going opposite both of you. I'm definitely taking Philadelphia. That would be one of my favorites. I love the Eagles. I love how the Eagles are playing. I think they're feeling it. I don't think they're a great team at all, mind you, but they're feeling it. You know, and once again, they're on a heater. They're playing very good ball. Darius Slay, by the way, could be in the running for defensive MVP. I mean, he is playing that well. We have to find out about his concussion. I assume he'll clear today, but we don't know that for sure. So maybe he doesn't play in this game, but I think he does. Just a guess here. So I like Philadelphia a lot. I just like the way they're playing. Listen, I understand they're not a great team, and sooner or later they're going to lay an egg. And maybe this is that game. I just don't think it is. I'm not feeling an egg here. Philadelphia takes care of business, and I probably lean towards the over, but it's a lean towards the over. It's not a great feeling because of what you said about the Giants.
All right. Well, Tampa Bay, they're hitting on all cylinders. Again, got the victory, like I mentioned, over the New York Giants by 20 points. Tom Brady stepped up with a 280-plus performance. Gronkowski was back in that lineup. I mean, distributing the football to Godwin, Evans, you name it. Rojo got involved in terms of the rushing attack in the fourth quarter. They go on the road to face Carson Wentz and a red-hot rushing attack led by Jonathan Taylor. 5 touchdowns last week in the victory. 3 over Buffalo, 4 on the ground, 1 receiving. Indianapolis is 3-point dogs at home, -114 on FanDuel. You want to take a shot on touchdown? Tom Brady is -106 total, set at 51.5, -110 either way. I can't back Carson Wentz in this spot. I know they're playing much, much better. They're more improved, but give me Tampa Bay minus the short number on the road in Indy.
This is a big game. This is a really big game. I mean, you think about Indianapolis. They're 6-5 all of a sudden. Right? All of a sudden, they are 6-5 in the playoffs. They're half game out of the playoffs. All right, half game behind Cincinnati, half game behind the Chargers. Because, once again, those teams haven't had their bye yet. So, Indianapolis hasn't had their bye. So, we'll see here. Can they pull out a big win, the Colts here? I think they got a shot in this game because of Jonathan Taylor. That being said, you're playing into the strength of Tampa Bay. You know, they have run defense. I do believe Vita Vey will return for this game. All right, he wanted to play Monday night against the Giants. They decided to hold him out. So I think he returns. That'll help that run defense. And that's my worry of what you said about Carson Wentz. If they can, I don't know if you can stop Taylor, but can you control him? If you can, then Wentz has to win this game.
The problem.
That's the problem. I think he might make mistakes. You know, so he's feeling the pressure there. And, you know, with Bunting back, who didn't have a great game Monday night, but Bunting's back here. That helps that secondary for Tampa Bay. I think they will look to, once again, Pittman's their guy there. I'm with you on Tampa Bay. I think the you know, Gronk is back here. We'll see if Antonio Brown can return, but I think Tommy is going to know how to beat Indianapolis, and that's the secondary. He'll take advantage of that. I think Godwin's and Evans Eaton this game.
All right, we're both on the Bucs in this ball game. They are a road favorite, short under 4 points. They're laying three against Carson Wentz and the crew. Here's a game I love. I don't need any thought process to think about this. I watched that game Thursday night against the New England Patriots. Granted, it was one of the most improved defenses in the AFC, but Matty Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons go on the road to face Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. They laid an egg against San Francisco, catching 7 points. They got blown out at home, but they match up well, I think, in the interior. Atlanta is a road favorite, -1 at -112 on FanDuel. Jacksonville +104 on the money line. Total set at 46 and a hook at due slightly to the over at -112. Give me Jacksonville +1, +104 on the money line, and give me the over in this matchup. I think they break out. I think that offensive line for Atlanta is a concern. They get to Matt Ryan early and often in this ballgame.
Now, if I was willing to bet the Jaguars again, which I am not, I am no longer betting Jaguars.
Good.
All right?
I have a shot.
You do, because I'm done. Once again, this is the Jacksonville is the reason why I'm not betting bad teams anymore, because I'm always wrong on them. But if I was willing, I agree with you. I think, once again, we know Atlanta doesn't have any pass rush at all. All right, so Lawrence is going to have all day to throw back there. I don't know who he's throwing to. All right, Agnew just went on IR, so he's done. You're not going to see him this season. They already lost, Chark. I mean, there's not much left there to throw to. All right, so, but still, he has time there. I think the Falcons are a mess, you know, in all sorts of ways here. We'll see if Patterson plays. You know, Ridley's not coming back, at least not this week. He's eligible to come back, but he's not coming back. They're a mess. They're just a mess. When Russell Gage is your number one, you have some problems here. So I think the Falcons have all sorts of issues here. I do like the Jaguars, and believe me, I'm almost tempted to do it, Joe. I'm not going to, but I'm almost tempted to do it. Give me the Jaguars over Atlanta.
I like them. I think they step up. To your point, I think they are the more complete team in the interior. I know you could say they got blown out by a physical San Francisco team, but that Atlanta offensive line is going to be a huge concern on the road in Jacksonville. George and I both like the Jaguars +1 in that ballgame. Big matchup in Miami. You have Carolina. Cam Newton on the road, laying 1.5 to the Miami Dolphins. Don't look now, but Miami coming bouncing back into form. Back-to-back victories over the Jets and the Ravens. They're catching 1.5 at -110 either way on FanDuel against the Carolina Panthers. Lost that matchup to Ron Rivera and the Washington football team. Total set at 42.5. Oh, man, I'll tell you, I like Carolina. You know they're my team to make the wild card this year. I still like their chances with Cam Newton. This is tough because I think the interior of Carolina is going to be a difference in this ballgame. I know Miami's playing better, but I'm going to lay it with Carolina, laying a short number to the Miami Dolphins. Not sold on Tua yet. 42.5. I could see this game going over, but give me Carolina. I feel the more complete defense heading into this ballgame.
This is another big game for both teams. If the Dolphins want to get back in the playoff hunt, and they've got a shot, they truly do have a shot. They're 4-7, so they got a game and a half, 2 games behind everybody. But they play Carolina, Giants, Jets, New Orleans. Gotta take care of business. Gotta take care of it. There are no great teams in there. We know Giants and Jets are bad teams. New Orleans heading in the wrong direction. Carolina's the one interesting game. If you can get by Carolina, you might be able to go on a 7-game win streak. And that would get you back in. Your last 2 games against Tennessee and New England. Much tougher here. But if you want to get back in this hunt, this is what you got to do here. As for Carolina, I don't see it. I just don't see it. I think they're the better team here, and I probably agree with your analysis, but I don't see them getting into the playoffs. I think that loss to Philadelphia earlier this season, I think they'll end up losing a tiebreaker to them.
We'll see. Carolina -126 on the money line. Miami +108. When we come back, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati next.
Congratulations. You found the trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
In other words,
the winning edge.
Keep it here and turn your game around. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Sports professor Rick Haro, inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports.
with your daily numbers game. And over the holiday season, it is inevitable that the scene shifts to bowls. Are there too many bowls? We'll talk about that later. There are not. But 43 bowls will start on December 17, and Tax Act has become partner with Bowl Season, the entity that's consolidating all of it. And they're celebrating the history of bowls, probably see some NFTs. But the bottom line is a marketing effort geared to the value of all of the bowls all time. And a brilliant marketing maneuver, TaxSlayer has the Gator Bowl in Jacksonville. This becomes a more comprehensive relationship top down. Tax Act will be affixed branding wise on all of the bowls. They'll be able to generate some substantial goodwill and marketing savvy as they go forward. And another way to link all of the bowls together, yeah, it's starting, 43 of them, get ready. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Daily Numbers Game.
Let's get something straight right here. The Winning Edge is not luck. It's sports gaming strategies and information you can use
to make your own luck.
Get some right here on the home of the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Last year, Zach Taylor and the Cincinnati Bengals took care of business against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It was one of the last games of the regular season. They dominated them on a Monday night. Now Big Ben and the crew go on the road to face Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. They're red hot. Joe Mixon with a dynamic performance against Las Vegas last week. Over 120 yards on the ground. Did rush for two touchdowns. Joe Burrow, George, only 147 yards through the air. He did hit Jamar Chase on a touchdown reception. On the flip side, you have a helter-skelter team in Pittsburgh. Talk about the emotions on that Sunday night game. You're dead and buried in the third quarter. You come back to life, have the lead by 3 points. All of a sudden, you let Mike Williams down the sideline. Boom, bam, game over, 41-37. Can they bounce back in this spot? I know Ben Roethlisberger and Pittsburgh basically own Cincinnati, but do they have the emotional resolve to bounce back? I mean, that defense looked abused without T.J. Watt, without Hayden, without Minkah Fitzpatrick. They're going to be stressed by the Cincinnati wide receiver core. I'm going to take Cincinnati at home minus the 3.5 in this ballgame.
Well, that's the key, right? One of those guys are coming back. Are any of them coming back? Are they going to be at full strength if they do? Right? Watt, Hayden, Fitzpatrick. Fitzpatrick was the COVID. Questionable for Watt and Hayden. So we'll see here. And if they are back, what, are they at 75%? Can Watt get to the quarterback? Can Hayden cover one of those guys? You mentioned, if he's not at full strength, he can't cover Chase or Higgins or Boyd. This could be a track meet. Just because it was against Vegas. Vegas is actually decent against the outside wide receivers. It's the interior guy where they have issues, and obviously the run game there. Cincinnati didn't feel the need to take chances here. They will have to put the ball in the air. I think Cincinnati plays fine on offense. My bigger question is what you're alluding to is Pittsburgh. All right, Ben had a good game. He's still noodle-arm Ben, but he had a good game against the Chargers. The Chargers almost chargered. Right, they almost found a way to lose. The Bengals and Bungles, right? They usually find a way to lose. Hard for me to trust the Steelers. It just is. With the injuries, with Ben, I'm with you. I don't know if I'm going to bet any of my own money on this game because Cincinnati does worry me, but I certainly lean towards them. And my worry about this, I want Cincinnati to win. You know what I mean? I want them to win because I want them to get back in the playoff run. I like Burrow, Chase. I like to see them on a prime time games, standalone games, see what they can do there. Like Joe Mixon a lot. Mm-hmm. The defense has played better than we thought this year. Had trouble at times, better than we thought. I think this game has a chance to go over as well. So I lean towards Cincinnati and the over.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it goes over as well. I mean, that's the game plan to beat Pittsburgh, right? You don't want a methodical, lower-scoring game. Let's see if Big Ben can match us score for score. So I agree with you, and I like Joe Burrow. I think they're the more complete team. They're playing with confidence. I'm not sure what you're going to get after that performance on the road, especially the West Coast, right? It's back-to-back road games. You go on the West Coast, you lose in an emotional last 2 minutes. Now you got to go back on the road. Even even though it's close from Pittsburgh to Ohio, it doesn't matter. You still got to get on a plane and travel in that atmosphere. So I'm taking Cincinnati in that ballgame. How about the Chargers, right? Justin Herbert, over 90 yards on the ground, over 300 through the air. He became, I believe, the first player to throw, or like the first player in like 30 years, 40 years, to throw for 350 plus and rush for 90 in a ball game. I mean, a dynamic performance. He's going to use his legs on the road here. They're 2.5-point road favorites against the Denver Broncos, and our Vic Fangio, one of the most conservative coaches in all the NFL, total set at 47 minus 110 either way. LA is minus 118 on FanDuel. Denver, plus 128 on the money line. Ooh, this is tough, George, because I do feel that Denver's lethal at home. I know L.A. shows like they're the better team heading into this matchup, but you got to bet them every other week. Give me Denver. Give me the over 47 in this ballgame.
Not sure I trust either team. All right? You said it. You sort of bet them every other week because you don't know which week it's going to be. All right, Chargers, the offense looked great. And by the way, I did not realize Herbert was that fast. They actually watch him. He's got moves. I'm not talking he's not Lamar Jackson fast, but he's got moves. Good for him. That running ability was fantastic. I know he can throw the football. We've seen that over and over again. And good to see Mike Williams get involved again. Right, he had disappeared for a while. Can Denver take advantage of what the Chargers generally don't do well, and that's stop the run? You know, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, I assume they're going to try. This is an important game for Denver. If you want to stay in this playoff hunt, you have to win this game. All right, you laid that egg against Philadelphia 2 weeks ago before your bye. You're coming up with a bye, an extra week, which why I hate the NFL scheduling, by the way, Joe. No team should ever come up with a bye and play a team in their own division. These games are too important. You only get six of them. It's just not right. Hate it. Hate the way the NFL does this. All right, that's my little rant on scheduling. So I am sort of with you here on Denver. I think the extra week, the fact that they know they have to win, it's at home, Chargers coming up with a big win. Give me Denver. I don't feel great about it. I don't, because I don't trust Denver. But I think this is the week they do show up here. Give me the Broncos, and I'm leaning over again.
All right, we're both on the same side. I like the over 47 in that matchup. I'm back on Minnesota's train. After they got the victory over Green Bay, it really solidified it. This team has a potential, in my opinion, to steal the division. I think they match up well against the Packers. They're headed in the right direction. Maybe Aaron Rodgers and the crew regress slightly. They're on the road to face Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers, coming off a dominating road performance over Trevor Lawrence. San Fran -3 at minus 106 on FanDuel. Total set at 48.5 at minus 110. Either way, it's flat. Give me Minnesota. I really like this. Plus the 130 on the money line, but I'm going to go under the 48.5 in this ballgame.
Now, Minnesota traditionally has problems in San Fran. All right? They don't play well. You know, but listen, I mean, everything points towards Minnesota in this game. You think of it, they've got 5 losses by 18 points. I mean, you said they got a chance to catch Green Bay, and they do. It's unlikely, but you beat Green Bay again. All of a sudden, you win with a tiebreaker, and you'll only be 2 games behind. And if you could win this week and Green Bay loses, now you're 1 with 5 games left. So, yeah, they got a shot here. I like Minnesota as well. I think they're a team, they're much better than their record says they are. They've lost a couple of games because their kicker's been terrible in coaching, right? They probably should have at least 7 wins. At least 7. So I am with you here on Minnesota. My only worry is, once again, San Fran's playing well. And I said the history of Minnesota in San Fran, it's ugly. It's not good there. But that being said, I think Minnesota's played as well as almost any other team. They have found a way to lose a couple of times. Generally not their history, but they have found a way to lose with Zimmer here. I think Cubs is playing well. I think the way to beat San Fran is through the secondary. I think Jefferson and Thielen, once again, going to eat. I'll probably be on their props this week. Give me the Vikings as well here. And once again, I think there'll be some points scored here because I think Jimmy G's going to have to put the ball in the air as well. I think it's a decently high-scoring game, more than we think, because I think Debo's going to have a good game. Ayuk has a good game. Kittle probably as well. As long as Jimmy G is not throwing picks here, give me the Vikings, though, and the over.
Keep an eye out for Dalvin Cook in the short to intermediate passing game. That's what James Conner did a couple of weeks ago in Arizona. He could break out in that ballgame. George and I both like the road underdog in that matchup. L.A. +1 against Aaron Rodgers and the crew in Green Bay. Most likely will be about a 35-degree type of situation in Lambeau. We know it's basically a dome team in L.A. It's a rematch of the playoff matchup. But give me Stafford and the crew. I do feel they bounce back in a big way. They're minus 114 on FanDuel. Total is set at 47.5, minus 112 to the over. Give me the Rams. I'm going to lean to the over, but I don't love it because of the cold weather. How does L.A. perform? But I need to see Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald step up in this ballgame.
I just see, we haven't seen much from Aaron Donald of late, right? We haven't heard his name mentioned a lot. Which that doesn't mean he's not playing well, but just we haven't heard him make any big plays in a bit here. This is going to be key, all right? Ramsey, I assume he travels with Adams, right? I assume. That's what I'm doing. He's been traveling this season, so I'm looking at him take almost, I don't want to say take Adams out. I think that's too hard to say, but limit what he can do. Force Rodgers, you're going to beat us. You're going to beat us with, you know, MVS. You know, you're going to beat us with anybody but Adams here. Maybe Lazard plays, and we'll see what happens there. You know, I don't think Aaron Jones is going to play here, so it's Dylan again. I think the Rams will keep Dylan in check again. So I think it's going to be a tough game for the Packers. I think this is a team they don't match up well against. It is in Green Bay. You mentioned, I don't know if you were guessing about the weather, by the way, but you had it right on. 35 degrees, wind about 13 miles an hour, so it's going to feel over 20s. So it's going to be a little chilly there. And we'll see how that affects the Rams. That being said, Stafford's had plenty of experience playing in Green Bay. Right? Former Lion there, so that shouldn't bother him all that much. I like the Rams in this game. I do. I don't think we're going to get the high scoring game we think we might. I think it'll be a little, more than 24-20 somewhere around there. I'm going to go with the Rams here. I don't feel great about it, but I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, and keep an eye out for A.J. Dillon, right? Cold environment. They want to ground and pound. Maybe, wear down the front seven of L.A. That could be a matchup as well without Aaron Jones in that lineup. Keep an eye out for some props on A.J. Dillon on the ground in that ballgame. Could have a huge performance against the Rams. We've seen the Rams give way in terms of rushing attacks. David Montgomery had a big day week one along with other running backs as well throughout the season. We'll couple the Sunday night and Monday night games together. Cleveland and Baltimore, I think it's a great matchup. Cleveland is a 4-point road dog against Baltimore, and Lamar Jackson, Huntley, maybe he's got an illness, maybe he doesn't, but hey, at the end of the day, Baltimore did go into Soldier Field as a 1-point favorite. That line dropped from 5.5 down to 1, pulled out the victory. Now they're laying 4 against Baker Mayfield and the crew. 46.5 is the total. And then Seattle, a 1-point road dog against Washington. They struggle there over the last couple of years. I'm going to go both dogs in this matchup. I like Cleveland, and I like Seattle to bounce back. Russell Wilson has to show me something. Stop saying you're Mr. Dangerous when you only throw for 200 yards in a ball game. Finger or no finger, you're getting paid too much money to perform. Step up and make some plays.
Seattle does not have a passing touchdown in 2 straight games. I mean, you said finger or no, it doesn't matter anymore. Everyone's hurt. You're coming back from the surgery. Fantastic. I have so many props to you. Got to get the job done, though. Got to get the job done. You have not looked good. Not looked good at all. The offensive line doesn't look good. You can't run the ball. You can't pass the ball. I mean, ugh. Just ugly. Really ugly here. So I'm staying away from this game on Monday night. Maybe I'll feel differently on Monday, but I'm staying away from the game. Not sure I trust either team here. I probably lean more towards Washington, to tell you the truth. They're at home. Heineke's a gamer, if nothing else. Logan Thomas could be back. McLaurin should eat in this game. I probably lean more towards Washington. I think Seattle's a mess right now. I just think they're a mess. And I'm going to go against you in Baltimore as well. I like the Ravens in this game, assuming Lamar's feeling better. All right, and we don't know, because last week he was fine on Friday. Then he went back to question on Saturday. So we don't know. I assume he's going to play, but I don't know. You know, this guy has no immune system here, none at all here. Cleveland's just too beat up for me. They're just Mayfield. You watched that game last week, and by the way, he should have criticized his own fan base the way he did. I understand. And his wife comes out and says, he's so beat up. If other players on his team played like him. I was like, oh my God, now you're criticizing teammates if they're not playing through injuries? How do you know? Everyone's hurt at this point. That can't happen either. I think there's a lot of turmoil going on there. That being said, I also think the coaching staff should probably be benching Mayfield for his own good. He's too beat up here. Give me Baltimore at home, -4.
Remember that last Monday night performance last year? Baltimore and Lamar Jackson did eke out the victory in the dog pound. We'll see how that game plays. plays out on Sunday night. When we come back, best bets. Keep it where it is.
Loser is such a harsh word. Let's just say non-Sports Grid listener instead.
Keep it here.
On the home of the Winning Edge, this is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
In any Hollywood blockbuster sci-fi disaster movie, when a giant asteroid is hurtling toward the Earth...
Would you please tell us what would happen if this meteor struck us?
Plan A, blow it up. But in reality, NASA's Planetary Defense Office can calculate the orbit of any Earth-threatening asteroid. So instead of... You can just, decades earlier, give an asteroid a little push. NASA's DART mission launching shortly plans to practice changing asteroid orbits by crashing a spacecraft at 15,000 miles per hour into the non-Earth-threatening asteroid Didymos and its moon to gently change its orbit. Because, well, someday, maybe, otherwise...
A massive rock would cause a crater 50 miles across and 5 miles deep.
Follow me, at G. Capalbo, on Twitter, and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
It has come to our attention that some of you are guilty of
superstition.
Dude, trust us. Winning after an XL pepperoni pie before every game is
just a coincidence.
Take a breath.
And maybe a diabetes test.
We're your home for the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Pro Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and George Kurtz.
Wrapping up today's show, we always end it with best bets. I've found a little consistency, sticking with some teams that I really like. Gonna stick with the Jaguars. They're catching 1 point against Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons. Not sold on the offensive line. I think Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence step up. That defense batters Matt Ryan all day. Give me the Jaguars plus the 1 points in that battle. Titans on the road. They lost and looked absolutely terrible against one of the worst teams in the NFL. Laying 10.5 points. Now they go on the road. Offensive weapons are limited. They can't run the football. I don't care. I think the defense keeps them in it. Plus 5.5. I like Vrabel and the crew to potentially strike the upset over Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. I'm riding with Cam Newton in this ballgame. I'm a Dolphin fan, but I have to be optimistic. I know Miami's 1-2 straight. More consistent defense, better offense and defensive lines reside in terms of Carolina. I'm going to ride with Cam Newton minus the 1.5 in that ballgame. Minnesota, back-to-back wins over the Chargers, and now the Packers. Yeah, baby. You like that? Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook, plus the 3 points outright over San Fran, and then Tom Brady and the crew. As good as Jonathan Taylor is, 5 touchdowns, that's great. You still have Carson Wentz, the bum. Yeah, he's a bum. Give me Tom Brady minus the 3 points in this ballgame.
I'm with you on Brady. He'll be on my list as well. He had Tampa Bay over Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis playing well, but it's just the fact that I think it's a bad matchup for the Colts. I think the Buccaneers will slow down Jonathan Taylor. They'll force Wentz to try and beat them, and he won't be able to get the job done. So that's my going there. Philadelphia over the Giants here. I just love the way the Eagles are playing. They're on a heater. I think they're feeling it. I think they get into the playoffs as either the 6th or 7th seed, and good for them. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh-Cincinnati over. I think it's going to be points I put up on the board here, so I'm going to give that. I'm going to Baltimore -4. Once again, I think Cleveland's just too banged up. And I'm not going to bet it, mind you, but I think Jacksonville is the best bet this week. I do. I think they're going to beat Atlanta, but I'm not touching it because Jacksonville keeps screwing me over.
For George Kurtz, our great producer, Andrew Torres, I'm Joe Lisi. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you next week.
We are your official source for gaming, odds, and more.
Except no substitutes.
They won't be around long anyway. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.